At least two organizations in West Virginia specialize in bringing medical care to those without housing. Corey Nollinger followed one of the organizations on their weekly street rounds in the Northern Panhandle to file this report.
I'm following nurse Crystal Bauer down to an encampment for those without housing in Wheeling, West Virginia. Bauer founded Project Homeless Outreach Partnership Effort, or Project Hope for short, around 5 years ago.
So we're under a pretty busy bridge that is a major interstate. So there's a lot of traffic overhead, and it's, you know, it provides shelter, obviously, but it's not certainly without being exposed to the elements. And like I said, the noise overhead is trying to sleep during the night. I can't even imagine.
We're surrounded by scattered belongings under this overpass. The graffitied concrete here is a far cry from the usual sterile hospital room where emergency treatment is administered. But the people who set up temporary living in this spot and many places like it may be in need of medical attention, so Bauer visits regularly. This practice of bringing medical attention to makeshift camps where those without access to housing stay is called street rounds. In Project Hope's case, these rounds end at a local shelter where a semi-permanent doctor's office has been set up to be able to give more in-depth and sterile examinations to those who can make it there. Bauer says street rounds are necessary. She points out that living in these conditions can drastically reduce life expectancy.
Sadly enough, you know, the average lifespan for a homeless male is 58 years old. The average lifespan for a homeless female is 47. Living outside is very, very hard on the body, especially when you're someone who is a smoker, when you're someone who is battling addiction.
A team of volunteers ranges from a group of 3 to 6 who go on weekly rounds. Bauer is always in the group, and so is Dr. William Mercer, the medical director of the Ohio County Health Department. As Dr. Mercer explains, many of the people he encounters on these rounds end up becoming his patients long term.
And a lot of these people I do end up taking care of. I find great reward in having them come to my office. I'm their doctor. It's special to see them grow.
Along with emergency medical care, Project Hope also brings along clean socks, water, and food. While under the bridge, one man arrived and did not look well. He didn't want to be tended to medically, nor did he want to talk to a stranger with a microphone. Bauer says it's very common for people to refuse treatment.
So I look at him and I've seen this appearance before, and the outcome is usually one that's not good. We have approximately a dozen people that die every year, and it's hard.
Bauer says Project Hope provides more than just medical attention. She says visiting every week, you get to know people, their history, what makes them human. You come to care for them.
You can't visit somebody every week for years and not begin to care about them in some way. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard for us when they die. You know, we grieve their death and we see things in them that sadly, because of mental health and addiction and all kinds of other things, they just don't see in themselves.
But there are success stories too. Bauer connected me to a couple she met earlier this year. When Bauer first met Karen and David, Karen's skin was yellow because of advanced liver disease, and she was using a walker. Now, only 4 months later, she no longer has that walker, and the couple has just moved into their own apartment.
Project Hope has been my lifeline, honest to goodness. If it wasn't for Crystal and Dr. Mercer and all the other nurses involved, the doctors involved, I wouldn't be standing here today. I know I wouldn't be. They just opened up their wings and took us under, and ever since then, it's everything's finally lining back up.
Project Hope has recently received funding for a mobile exam room, which will provide a more sterile environment for things like vaccinations or lancing a wound. Bauer hopes to receive funding to take the program countywide and hopefully make this her full-time job. Right now, the only other well-established organization in the state performing street rounds is West Virginia University's multidisciplinary Unsheltered Relief Outreach of Morgantown, or Project Mushroom. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.